This is KERA News. I'm Dua Lee Saikau-Tau. Fear and reactions to the Dallas Ebola cases are spiking. Patients are canceling medical appointments. Schools have closed to clean buildings in Texas and Ohio. A community college in Corsicana is refusing to admit students from Ebola-affected countries. People are freaking out, says this Dallas nurse who asked not to be named and not to disclose his employer.
Everybody don't want to die. I don't want to die either.
He says patients are scared and staying away. On a Friday, his facility is usually packed, but it was mostly empty today. And that's unusual, especially for flu season. A lot of his clients are asking him if Ebola is airborne. One parent told him her daughter's teacher has a low-grade fever and is in quarantine, so the mother brought the daughter in to be checked for Ebola.
People don't believe anybody. People want to stay away from anybody that live around the neighborhood. They're just afraid of the unknown.
Dr. Alexandra Dressel is a surgeon with a private practice at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital.
The whole hospital is really like a ghost town. The cafeteria is empty. The parking lots are empty. The OR, which is normally, full of cases, has a much, much smaller load.
October is normally a busy month for her, but she's received no new patients. And those with scheduled surgeries, she's personally called to talk about Ebola, how it is not an airborne disease and can only be contracted through direct contact with bodily fluids of someone who's actually sick.
People are so irrationally afraid. A woman asked the girls in the office, okay, so I know she's going to do a biopsy during surgery. Now, where's that biopsy going to go? Is that going to go to the same lab that they checked for that Ebola? And the girls went, well, does it matter? I mean, we're not putting it back in you. So why does it matter if it got processed on the moon or in the same pathology lab as the Ebola was processed?
She's also heard that colleagues are looking at moving their practices, something she says she might consider too.
If I'm not seeing new patients in the office, that will trickle to no more new surgeries. And that becomes no income, no ability to pay my office manager or my other employees, no ability to pay the rent, to pay your malpractice insurance. I mean, it just spirals from there.
We have some people that I think that are minimizing the situation and other people that are reacting in a panicked state. And I don't think that we need either.
That's Axel Good, a Frontier Airlines passenger who on a Monday flight from Cleveland sat 3 feet away from Amber Vinson, the second Presbyterian nurse to contract Ebola.
It's incredibly scary to think about what could happen over the next few days and waiting around, taking your temperature and hoping that that temperature doesn't come back, high.
Bottom line, he says, it's people like him who may have been exposed to an infected person that should be worried, not the general public. Dua Lee Saikau-Tau, KERA News.